I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. And while we won't know Hurricane Harvey's economic toll for a while, it's already taken and reshaped lives. The latter part of today's show is a special that we brought you on globalization. But first, we are starting with a conversation about disasters and real life. Not with us talking to you, but two people talking to each other.
Hi, Marcy. I'm Matt Fannin. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Matt Fannin lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This time last year, his city was flooded. 140,000 homes were affected, and they're still recovering. Marcy Mattias, she's in Cypress, Texas, just northwest of Houston. Earlier this week, we got them on the phone to talk to each other and share their experiences.
I mean, the hurricane came in Friday evening, and the rain, that's when the rain started, probably 11 o'clock last night. It was, you know, 2 feet or so from my front door. We were concerned. We don't have flood insurance. We don't live in a floodplain, and certainly never have seen anything like this in our area before.
I experienced last year the August flooding in the Baton Rouge area. We had water come right up to us, but we did not flood.
So, like me.
Yes, just like you.
Not having flood insurance and thinking you don't need it it just kind of puts you in a panic situation when something like this happens. It's very stressful. Even though I'm telling myself over and over again, it's just stuff. It doesn't matter. We still spent all of yesterday moving everything upstairs in our house or putting it up on bricks. I started searching, what do you do if you are flooded? One of the first things I read was start taking photos of everything in your house so that you have proof that this is what my house looked like and you're going to try and get it back to that if necessary. So that's how I spent my day, just researching that and checking water levels. We had lots of markers out front so we could see where it was coming.
I can tell you that once you go through one of those flood events like last year, everyone becomes on edge when you hear any type of heavy rainfall coming. I mean,
I would imagine it's a little PTSD, like you flash back to the fear, right?
Yes, and that fear occurs regardless of whether you actually had flooding or not, because when you have friends that flooded and it's all around you, you think, well, it might be me this time.
I'm curious, now that you've lived through this and survived it, did you buy flood insurance?
My wife and I are actually have been discussing that. One of the things we did check out pricing, and if you're not in an area that requires flood insurance, the cost is much lower. And so it's low cost for peace of mind. I can say that for sure.
I mean, on my street down at one end, there have been people who've got water in their house. Does that make a difference?
I mean, I think in the long term, it really comes down to whether or not the maps that define whether or not you're in a 100-year floodplain or not change. We know where you're at, and we're praying for you. And I know that many of us are looking forward to the opportunity to help.
Thank you for that.
That's Marcy Mattias from Cypress, Texas. You heard her talking with Matt Fannin from Baton Rouge about life after a flooding disaster. And you can read more about their phone call on our website. Just go to marketplace.org.